What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, December 27th, 2017, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow Hana Friday and the New Year's weekend. And again, as I mentioned yesterday, this week I'd kind of like to open up the phone lines for people to call on in and talk about the good things about 2017, the bad things. Has Donald Trump lived up to the campaign that he ran last year? Are we getting the Donald Trump that we voted for? How you feel about the fact that now it appears the FBI was protecting Hillary Clinton from all her criminality? So let's get some opinions in there. And also, of course, if you've got a New Year's resolution, you can go ahead and call in with that one. My New Year's resolution is to not make stupid resolutions. I'm only going to break 2 weeks down the road, but that's just me. All right, let's get into it. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And a lot of people are talking about Donald Trump's latest executive order, and somebody even sent me the actual text of it, which I went through, basically targeting human rights abusers and the corrupt. Remember, we were reporting the other corruption in Russia, and it looks like Trump wants to do the same here, saying that anybody involved in corrupt practices, they're going to be subject to sanctions, asset seizure, and so forth. And it would almost seem like much of this could be applicable to the Clintons, to the Clinton Foundation, to anybody connected with the Uranium One deal, which is starting to turn out to be just huge percentage of the people inside the Beltway had their finger in that particular pie. But it sounds good. I want to see it put into action. I'm tired of speeches. I'm tired of written pronouncements. I'm tired of documents. It's time to see some of these people in prison. No more phony baloney. We're going to have another investigation. And oh, gee whiz, well, the blame was spread so thinly in all directions. We really, it's not fair to single anybody out, blah, 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 blah. No more of those. Now, apparently today, Vanity Fair trashed Hillary Clinton in their New Year's resolutions video, suggesting that Hillary should resolve to find new hobbies, like knitting, to keep her from running in 2020. So I'm not the only person who's out there thinking that Hillary is, in fact, going to throw her hat in the ring in 2020. More rumors, George Clooney may step on in as well. So Trump has got three more years to deliver on his campaign promises, or he's going to be a single-term president. Now, Ron Paul, the other day, put out his weekly column on Christmas Day, and he just delivered this blistering analysis on how political immorality is the norm in Washington, D.C., and not the exception. And he was responding to the recent revelations about how many millions of taxpayer dollars have been spent to buy the silence of sexual abuse victims of federal politicians. And Ron Paul came out and said, why would anybody be surprised? We have a government that kills for profit and steals from its own people. Of course it's going to be full of rapists and abusers. It's the perfect government for somebody like that. It's the curse of political power. It attracts the very people who should not be allowed to have it. And Washington, D.C. has proven that yet again. Now, yesterday we were reporting on this ugly story where there was a teacher who was flying from Houston to Washington, D.C., and she had purchased a first-class seat, and she's waiting in line to get on the plane, and ahead of her is Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who was pulled out of line by a uniformed airline employee, United, and taken on board the plane. And when this teacher, Jean Marie Simon, gets up to the check-in gate, she's told her ticket has disappeared. And asked, you must have canceled the ticket. Jean Marie said, no, of course I didn't. So the airline gives her a coach seat, and when she's getting on the airplane, there's Sheila Jackson Lee sitting in the first class seat that this teacher had bought and paid for. And so she raised a little bit of a stink because it felt to her like she'd been booted out of her first class seat that she'd paid for to make way for the congresswoman. And it was a big stink, and United Airlines ultimately gave her $1,000 in travel vouchers to try and calm things down. But Sheila Jackson Lee really should know when to keep her mouth shut, because today she came on out saying that the only reason the teacher made a ruckus about losing her first class seat to Sheila Jackson Lee is that Sheila Jackson Lee is black and the teacher is white. And clearly, Sheila Jackson Lee is the victim here of obvious racism, because if it had been another black person, or if they'd both been white, of course, any airline passenger who has bought and paid for a first class seat is not going to have any problems at all being kicked out of that seat. Now, I don't know how many of you have flown first class. Obviously, Claire and I tend to fly coach, but there have been occasions where we have been treated to first class seating. It is everything you think that it is. And so, yeah, if I bought and paid for a first class seat and it was taken away from me to give to some politicians, I would be very upset. So Sheila just managed to make herself look even more pitiful and snowflakey, saying, I'm the victim. I'm the victim of racism. You're not the victim. You got the first class seat. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is getting ready this Friday to release all of these government emails that were found on the laptop shared by Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner. And it's looking like there may be some significant developments there. So Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton is out there saying it's all going to come on out. There's the Clinton email, the pay-for-play scandals, and he's saying it's not just a Clinton scandal. It's an Obama scandal. It's a Department of State scandal. It's a Department of Justice scandal. It's an FBI scandal. It's a shady corporation scandal. It's a foreign potentate scandal. This thing is just spreading all over the place. And it's going to be entertaining to see how everybody inside the federal government who had their hand dipped into any of these scandals are going to be trying to prevent them from coming on out. Because it's more than just losing jobs and losing the next elections. We're talking about felony violations and jail time here. Now, down in Alabama, apparently Roy Moore still has not conceded the election. He's down 1.7 points, and he only needs to come within half a point to spark a statewide mandatory recount, which will be limited because much of the voting records have already been destroyed. But absentee ballots from military service members have still not been counted. And Mobile County, which was a heavily pro-Jones county, tabulated its votes later than the pro-Moore counties and eventually gave Jones the lead. So that right there is a little suspicious. And this article goes on to say that there is evidence of voter fraud in the election. See, if it's a close election, you hold one county back. So if you need to go in and fudge the numbers to put your boy over, that's where it's going to happen. Okay, let's get into the war zones here. A lot of stuff going on. Apparently, the Syrian government forces are predicting that next year the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham forces will be eliminated. They will be totally, totally gone. And, of course, this is the group that used to be called Jabhat al-Nusra. But they're definitely on the run out there. And they're already looking. They're basically in the mop-up phase. They've basically won the war. Now they're just going to go and mop up and clean up. Now, the chief of the Russian general staff, Gerasimov, is out there saying that the United States is allowing their bases in Syria, which are there without the permission of the Syrian government, it should be noted, to be used to train the U.S.-backed rebels and even to mount attacks onto Syria. from those bases. And obviously Syria does not like that, and obviously Russia does not like that. But even with the defeat of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, the U.S. clearly still has designs on getting rid of Assad and putting in puppet rule. But as of right now, the best estimates are there are less than 1,000 Daesh fighters left in Iraq and Syria. Less than 1,000. Quite a far cry from their self-proclaimed caliphate of a year ago. Now, over in Turkey, President Erdogan is slamming Syria's President Bashar al-Assad as a terrorist. He's carried out state terrorism. It's impossible to continue with Assad. So Erdogan is definitely on board with regime change policy inside Syria. And again, going back over the 6 years of this war, the war was always ongoing. The excuse kept changing. Oh, we're there because Assad is gassing his own people. Oh, we're there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We really don't care about Assad. Oh, now that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are gone, we have to go after Assad because he's a terrorist. Now, Russia has cozied up to Turkey after agreeing on a 1.8 billion pound sterling arms deal. And this basically represents a snub by Turkey against the NATO allies by agreeing to buy Russian weapons. So Moscow is sending Ankara four divisions of S-400 surface-to-air missiles once the agreement is finalized. And these are a very good, potent air defense missile with a 250-mile range. And NATO is whining and crying because the S-400 cannot be integrated into NATO's westernized battle management system. And I'm sure the loss of profits to the defense industry was a factor as well. Pardon me. Now, as you know, the United States has made the decision to send lethal arms to Ukraine, supposedly defensive lethal arms. But in the heat of battle, it's kind of hard to keep a line between offensive and defensive. Lethal is lethal. And Russia is saying that the United States has crossed a red line, although the U.S. has been covertly arming Kiev for years. So that thing is still heating up over there. Now, we're still seeing the after effects of the United Nations General Assembly voting to condemn Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And even though the General Assembly resolutions are not legally binding, they're merely expressing the sense of the Assembly, it is a major setback for Donald Trump and for Israel. It's sending a very clear message that the rest of the world has just had it with all of this Israel-Palestine, U.S. pretending to be a negotiator nonsense. And they think it's time for it to come to a stop. And now, apparently, there is talk floating around the United Nations that it's time for sanctions against Israel. And you already know how badly Israel has reacted to the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. More sanctions from around the world. They're going to get really angry because they get really annoyed at anybody or anything that gets in the way of that flow of cash coming into their pockets. But it was a major setback. And you could have countries just taking it on themselves to start boycotting Israel. So we'll see what happens there. But it also was a setback for Donald Trump because the world basically said, we're not following the lead of the United States of America anymore. You're not the leaders of the free world. You're a player. You're coming along for the ride, but you're not the leader. And it was not a good thing for Donald Trump to do domestically because the majority of the American people do not agree with this idea of recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Meanwhile, Israel, throwing a tantrum, has reportedly stepped up settlement construction activities in the West Bank, emphasis on illegal settlement construction. And basically, the Palestinian foreign minister has called for the international institutions to confront the move, because Israel, under international law, is not allowed to build Jewish-only settlements in occupied Palestinian land. So according to the report, 15 new settlement housing units as well as new roads are planned to be built in the area to the west, south, and east of the Ahiya settlement in the Palestinian village of Jalud. And more agricultural lands are reportedly being bulldozed to clear the construction site. In other words, it's not enough that they're going in and stealing land and building on Palestinian land. They bulldoze the agricultural land to build the settlements over the farmland of the Palestinians to make it harder for them to feed themselves and their families. Now, along with cutting back the United States contribution to the United Nations by 200 some odd million, both Israel and the United States have decided to walk out of UNESCO, which is the United Nations committee that deals with preservation of historical sites and archaeological sites. And basically, U.S. and Israel have walked out. The reaction has been basically goodbye and good riddance, because UNESCO has had a great deal of interference from the United States and Israel when it comes to preserving antiquities in countries like Palestine, Iraq, Libya, and Syria. The U.S. in Iraq actually built an air base right over the remains of an ancient city. And that obviously means it's no longer there. Now, the reason for all of this is Israel basically rests its claim on the lands of Palestine on the basis of its supposed ancient history from 2,000-3,000 years ago. There's only one problem. There really isn't a lot of archaeological evidence to support any of it. And a few bits of evidence that turned up turned out to be fakes, like the pomegranate temple staff ornament and the Jehoash tablet. Meanwhile, you go to any other ancient land in that area, you can't take three steps without tripping over the artifacts from thousands of years ago. They're all over the place. And this disparity calls attention to itself. Nobody has ever been able to find the fabled amazing palaces of David and Solomon. For all we know, they were just tribal chieftains living in tents, because that's what the archaeology says was in the region at that time, nomadic tribes moving around. So Israel would like some of those other archaeological wonders to go away, to sort of level the playing field. And basically say, well, you know, we've got a few artifacts here, and so do they, because they really do rely on archaeology, much of which has been rewritten to suit their politics. Masada is a good example. The actual archaeology does not support the official story. So the U.S. and Israel, as members of UNESCO, have very often interfered with the preservation of ancient ruins. And you probably remember quite a few notable temples have been destroyed in Syria during their war, absolutely flattened. So UNESCO is kind of thinking their job might actually be easier now. So we'll see what happens with that. Apparently over in Greece, in Athens, activists stormed the Israeli embassy and threw red paint bombs at the front of the building in their protest of Israel's ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Trump has kicked over a real hornet's nest. This is not going to go away anytime soon. And the anger just seems to be building and building at the arrogance of it all. And it was arrogant. And people are just fed up with all the lies and the make-believe and the fairy tales that Israel uses to try and steal other people's lands. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five drowning harvests. Four dollar guests, three fell auto makers, two melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you who want to help Republic Broadcasting stay on the air, the postal address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to phone on in and becoming a repeat subscriber, the phone number is 800-724-2719. Extension 03. And I've gotten some emails from people wanting an update on Claire. And I'm pretty much over this bug. Claire's still dealing with it. We took her to the doctor this morning. In fact, it was a rush getting back here for airtime. And Claire's having to come home by taxi. And she's not here yet. But she's dealing with a nasty cough. They're saying it's not pneumonia. And she's coughed so hard, though, it's put her back into spasm. So she didn't get any sleep last night. I didn't get any sleep last night. And again, today, as soon as the show is over, I'm going to be hovering over her and taking care of her. So thank you for asking, and thank you for all the get well messages. And I'm forwarding them along to Claire, and she does appreciate them. Now, getting on back to Israel, what's going on? As you know, there has been talk for quite some time about how Benjamin Netanyahu is facing some serious career-ending corruption charges. And apparently it's serious enough where they were actually trying to get a bill through the Knesset that would grant immunity to the prime minister while he's in office. Can't be investigated, can't be charged, can't be prosecuted. Of course, that means as soon as he's out of office, that it's all going to come on crashing down. But apparently, Lior Hori, the police commissioner, Aylshik's former political advisor, is saying that police recommendations on Netanyahu's investigations will be coming out in 2 to 3 weeks and include new information that is going to cause a political earthquake. Now, police spokespeople and Netanyahu's office are saying it's just disinformation. Netanyahu wouldn't hurt a fly, so forth and so on. Okay, now getting on to Russia and Ukraine. Most of us paying attention understand that this was a U.S.-backed coup d'etat. At the time, it was denied. And now, apparently, enough time has passed where everybody's willing to say, yeah, we did it. Aren't we really great? And Joe Biden, writing in his memoirs, is saying that he was the person who told former Ukrainian President Yanukovych it was time to step down. And he also confirmed that the U.S. was in that Kiev Maidan right up to their neck, which we kind of knew. That's how the U.S. likes to topple other governments, destabilize from within. Article coming out of shtfplan.com, and apparently they're talking about there's a report coming from an intelligence insider who is citing the director of Central Intelligence as saying war will be likely in the next 12 weeks. Now, this is supposedly based on the CIA's analysis from last October that it would take North Korea more than 5 months to have a reliable arsenal of nuclear-armed ICBMs that could hit the United States of America. Of course, this is the same CIA that totally missed the Soviet Union going into Afghanistan, or for that matter, the collapse of the Soviet Union. And it seemed to recall when the Soviet Union was developing their nuclear weapons, the CIA said it was going to take 2 years, and they had it inside 6 months. So basically, the thinking is, if we're going to attack North Korea, we've got to do it before they have the means to respond. That is a heck of a gamble, given the CIA's past track record of making mistakes, just not having enough facts, not having good analysts, and they're taking a huge, huge risk with the lives of American people who would be underneath those retaliatory strikes coming from North Korea, which includes this rock I'm sitting on right now. Interestingly enough, South Korea is saying their sense is that North Korea is now ready to pursue talks in the coming year. And it may be because they want to defuse the situation. It may be because they see themselves now as negotiating as nuclear equals. But South Korea is saying this could actually happen. And remember the story we ran yesterday where somebody suggested that the opening move on the side of the United States should be an apology for the use of chemical and biological weapons at the start of the Korean War. It would be good. It's never going to happen, but it would be good. It would be very good. Now, China has apparently complied with the sanctions passed against North Korea by the United Nations, and they have stopped all oil exports to North Korea. We'll have more about this when we come back from these commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire just got back to home, so next commercial break, I'll check in with her and see what's going on. But again, thanks for your concern and get well wishes. All right, so we're talking about China has now stopped all oil exports to North Korea. Apparently, China sends oil and gas to North Korea by ships, which can be seen by satellites. And so it is confirmed that China has gone along with this. Again, the problem with sanctions is it harms the people living in a country. It doesn't cause that much harm to the government because the government will simply prioritize the limited supply to their military, their own operations, and the needs of the people are just declared to be non-essential. And before you start saying, oh, boo, boo, Kim Jong-un, they did exactly the same thing in this country during World War I and World War II with rationing. Most people don't know this. Margarine was actually a wartime substitute food because all of the real dairy fat products, butter primarily, had to be sent to Europe to keep our soldiers able to deal with the very cold weather that they were having to fight in the European theater. And because there wasn't butter left over for ordinary Americans, somebody whipped up this concoction of various things and called it margarine, and it was a butter substitute. Didn't have the nutrition, didn't have the fat content, but it tasted the same. It's really all that people wanted. And I'm actually old enough to have seen one of the lingering surviving brands of that vintage, where it would come in this plastic bag, and it was white. And in the plastic bag, there'd be a little capsule of food color, which would look red when you first saw it. But you basically open that little capsule, and you'd knead it through the bag, and it would turn yellow, and that's what you would have on your table in place of butter. Spam is another wartime food. Spam basically started out as taking everything left over from the processing of more traditional meat products and just grinding it all up real fine so it was easy to chew, spicing it all up, and then packing it in a can with a gelatin fill to preserve it. That was a wartime food, soldier's food. But it really caught on here in Hawaii. And that's why when you come out to Hawaii, there's Spam restaurants all over the place. They love this stuff. There's actually a warehouse with a contingency supply so that people don't get upset if the stores run out of Spam. And so a lot of products that we have today actually began as shortcuts or substitutes during wartime. And then they just sort of adopted. Now, as part of the potential buildup for a coming attack on North Korea, Sky News is already out there pushing an anthrax scare. And basically, Sky News is basing this on a North Korean soldier who defected to the South has been found to be immune to anthrax, meaning the guy was either exposed to anthrax and survived, or he's been vaccinated against it. And from that, Sky News is saying North Korea has weaponized anthrax. Now, my first question is, how did the South Koreans know this North Korean soldier is immune to anthrax? Did they dust him with the spores when he walked across that demilitarized zone? It's a little funny. Now, anthrax is a great propaganda word. We've heard it right after 9/11. Ooh, anthrax, horrible, horrible disease. The reason countries weaponize anthrax, and the United States is equally guilty. In fact, the anthrax that was included in the anthrax letters after 9/11 turned out to be from a U.S. weaponized strain of anthrax from Fort Detrick. The reason it's so popular is as a battlefield weapon, because of what's called secondary communicability. You can infect soldiers on a battlefield with spores, and they'll come down too sick to fight, and they'll have to be cared for. But those infected soldiers will not infect anybody else. They will not infect the doctors and the nurses and the caretakers. So it's basically a way of taking out a battlefield with no risk of a runaway contagion. And that's why it's a battlefield weapon. When they were trying to sell the idea that terrorists were going to put anthrax in New York, anthrax is not an effective terror weapon, because a terrorist biological weapon, your targeted population, has to do the work of spreading the disease for you. And anthrax doesn't work that well. But they're wagging the anthrax at us again. Ooh, North Korea, they may have weaponized anthrax. They could have a Death Star. All right, let's take a phone call here. Tom in Indiana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Was that tongue-in-cheek about that warehouse of Spam in Hawaii?
No, it isn't. It's so important to the culture. They keep a rotating supply that's like a week ahead. I'm not kidding you, because it is. It's part of the local Kamaaina culture now.
Hey, I want to refresh your memory, and I didn't know about this till I started to get on YouTube and watch all these shows. But Roger Moore, or Roger Mudd, did a show about Jim Jones and the CIA and the People's Temple. And
yes,
it was very interesting how that was interworked, and that was in between the Kennedy assassination and Watergate. You know, so I thought that was pretty interesting. I think people should refresh and see that. The other thing I wanted to say was our malls were full. I live in Indiana, and you had to have a shoehorn to get your car into a parking lot, and we're talking about blocks and blocks and blocks long of people trying to get into these shopping centers around here. Another thing I wanted to say is I was doing some research, and I don't know if you remember a guy by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin. It's L-A-K-I-N. Do you recall the guy's name?
The name sounds familiar, but I can't quite place it.
Okay, well, he was ordered to go to Afghanistan, and he questioned whether the president of the United States was a natural-born citizen because he had to follow the Constitution. And he ran into the same problems that Trump ran into about all this Russia. They had that fabrication factory that makes up whatever they want to. And he ran into that same buzzsaw. And, you know, even they couldn't even get him the facts for the trial. Anyway, he was subsequently court-martialed. He was had his 17 years of Army pension taken away from him. And he was put in jail for 6 months. And also his medical license was taken away from him. Now, I'm wondering if the people out there would help petition to try to have Trump get him a pardon so he could at least get his medical license back. I know he probably couldn't go work in the VA hospital, but the dirty tricks that he was ran into is the same dirty tricks that Trump has ran into. It seems like they honed their skill later on for Trump. So, you know, I just wanted to touch bases with you on that. And I also, and this year, I found your program. So I'm very happy. That's one of my things that my New Year's resolution is I'm going to listen to your show as much as I can in 2018. And good luck to you, Mike, and aloha.
Aloha. Thank you very much for that. And yeah, the CIA is known for dirty tricks and forged documents. There's nothing new there. It goes all the way back to Renaissance times, forging documents to falsely incriminate people. We're going to switch over now to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. Hanging in there.
Great. Did you ever watch Little House on the Prairie?
I think one time out of curiosity, and I wasn't really that impressed.
Well, there was an episode on Little House on the Prairie about anthrax, season
yes.
5, episode 23 in 1979. And it was basically about an anthrax outbreak in Walnut Grove. And what had happened was, you know, a cattleman's herd had come down with anthrax, which is basically a bacteria. And instead
yes.
of killing, you know, off the whole herd, which he should have done, he just, you know, basically sold the meat to people, and, you know, there was an outbreak of anthrax. I mean, it's been around for hundreds of years, and it's just been weaponized, you know, as of late. Last century. I keep forgetting we're already in, like, the 21st century here. But anyways, it's not something that's, like, new. So, you know, it's new that what the United States and other countries have done with it, and to other people, it used
yes.
as a biological weapon. But it, you know, it's you don't have to necessarily, you know, be dosed with it. You know, artificially with dried spores and that. I mean, it still exists out in the wild. You know.
Yeah, but for humans, if you get anthrax just by touching the spores with your hand, such as touching the cattle, it's very mild illness. It's
yes.
only when it's inhaled into the lungs that it's a major, major problem. And that's why the weaponization of anthrax is about these very fine spores that drift down on the air and are inhaled by the soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to, you know, like, give you a call and, you know, let people know. Because, you know, I know, like, some people don't know these things, right?
Yes.
But, you know, this stuff has been around a long, long, long time. It's nothing new,
yes.
you know. It's like, oh, my God, it's anthrax. No, it's not that bad, you know, unless, of course. Like,
well, I mean, for ranchers, it could be the end of the ranch, I mean, if it got out of control.
Yeah.
And, the idea is when cattle are exposed, they have to be put down. So I can understand why they did that episode on Little House on the Prairie. But anthrax has been around for a very long time. It's been a major problem for the cattle industry. I think it was Louis Pasteur who basically came up with a way to vaccinate cattle against anthrax, and that's why it's no longer the problem it once was. But you're absolutely right. The weaponization of anthrax as a weapon to use against human beings, that's relatively new.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted to chime in and let you, you know, share that because, you know, obviously some people don't know. I appreciate your time, Mike. You have a good one.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And, yeah, the vast majority of biological weapons are, in fact, adapted from already existing life forms. And they just fine-tune them to use as a weapon. That's hence the name weaponization. So Sky News is out there screaming that North Korea probably has weaponized anthrax on the basis of this one defector who somehow or other they discovered is immune to anthrax. That's the weak point in the story. Now, down in Africa, in Cameroon, Cameroon is a French-speaking nation ruled over by President Paul Biya, who's been in that office since 1982. But over in the western part, close to the border with Nigeria, most people speak English. And they're talking about creating a new nation in Africa out of a tiny part of Cameroon. And possibly Nigeria, and they're planning on calling it Ambazonia, which is an interesting little name. But that's definitely going against the direction of the New World Order and the global government. Okay, turning to the economic news here, Russia and China are backing the petro yuan and phasing out the U.S. dollar. The world's largest crude oil importer, China, is likely to roll out the petro yuan next year. This is a prediction from Saxo Bank, and Beijing's largest oil supplier, Russia, would gladly accept the yuan to phase out the dollar in trade with China. So the dollar is definitely in decline, and at some point it'll reach a flashpoint where everybody's going to say, we all need to bail. We all need to get on out. And, of course, that's the whole point of this new world war, to take the world back to Bretton Woods, where everybody is compelled to use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking so that the U.S. economic system prospers on the commerce of the rest of the world. All right. Sorry for all the coughing and everything. Still a lot of confusion over Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general. And a lot of people are wondering, I'm one of them. What are you going to do with it? I still haven't worked all of that out. But apparently there are more and more places that are accepting cryptocurrencies as payment, particularly among online retailers. Apparently Overstock is accepting Bitcoin. Apparently, there are realtor agents in the U.S. and Great Britain that are accepting Bitcoin payments for homes. And apparently, in Albany, New York, there's a car dealership that specializes in supercars that will let you pay for them in cryptocurrencies. So, in theory, you could go up to this car lot, type over your bitcoins, and drive away in a brand new Lamborghini. Well, that's kind of interesting. Now, somebody put up a video, and I'm going to give you the headline exactly, because I want you, during this next commercial break, go to the main page of whatreallyhappened.com and look for it. And the headline reads, Welcome to Skid Row 2017. It is a video somebody shot from a car driving through downtown Los Angeles through this one area where 20,000 homeless people are living on the streets. You cannot look at this video and think that we have a healthy, functioning economy. It is just stunning. It reminds me of dystopian science fiction movies that we've seen. Soylent Green. So again, the headline is Welcome to Skid Row 2017. And I thought we had it bad here in Hawaii. It's nothing like Los Angeles. Nothing like Los Angeles at all. And here's the part that really annoys me. There is all this money that is being spent to prop up the illegal immigrants and the refugees. And there is nothing being spent to help legal American citizens who've fallen on hard times climb back up into the system. That offends me. I find that incredibly angering that the government places the refugees and the immigrants at a higher priority than our own people. We'll be right back.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here. And there's an article talking about OPEC and how that deal may actually be in trouble, could collapse. And basically, the OPEC agreement among those oil-producing nations keeps the oil market on track, basically balancing supply and demand. But if the group were to overshoot on tightening, OPEC members could begin cheating, and that could lead to an unraveling of the deal. Now, that would have serious repercussions for investors in oil products. But without OPEC holding everybody together in this cartel, we might see prices drop as the individual nations try and struggle for a larger share of the market. We're getting another report. This one is still unconfirmed, that China may still be trying to find a way to sell oil and gas to North Korea. But at this point, we're not sure how real that one is. Over in Scotland, next year, they're starting an experiment in universal basic income. And so people living in the cities of Glasgow, Edinburgh, Fife, and Northamptonshire may soon receive an unconditional monthly sum from the government as part of a series of universal basic income pilots currently being explored with support from the local government. And it sounds like a good idea. Every month you get free money and you go on out and you pump it into the economy. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. The issue is, where is all the money coming from to begin with? Because at the bottom of any functioning economy, you have to have people who are trading their skills and their labor for decent wages and salaries. If you're just creating money out of thin air to pass out for free, it's going to look really good for a short amount of time until the inflation kicks in. Now, up in Europe, there is a growing phenomenon, and it's particularly prevalent in Norway. And it has to do with the refugees and the assimilation problem, because apparently immigrant families residing in Norway are sending their children back down to Somalia to what are called Quran schools. And they're doing this even against the kids' own wishes to prevent the children from being westernized, to prevent them from adapting to the European culture. And again, that is usually not what makes a good refugee or migrant. You celebrate your own culture in your own home, but once you're outside that door, you're in a new country, and that country has its own culture, its own tradition, its own laws, its own language. And Teddy Roosevelt used to say it, if you want to come to the United States as an immigrant, welcome. Just remember, you're now in the United States. We have one language, English. We have one set of laws you will have to follow. That's just polite. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.